You're listening to SBS News.
The Department of Home Affairs has been ordered to compensate asylum seekers over a privacy breach that released the personal information of 9,251 detainees in immigration detention. The data breach occurred 7 years ago. It is regarded as one of the most serious privacy breaches in Australia's history. In a report, the Information Commissioner determined the Department of Home Affairs interfered with the privacy of detainees in immigration detention by mistakenly releasing their personal information. Law firms Slater & Gordon and the Refugee Advice and Caseworks Service represented the asylum seekers pro bono in their complaint to the Information Commissioner. Refugee Advice and Caseworks Service Centre Director Sarah Dale says accountability is appropriate.
It's been really welcome to see that the Department of Home Affairs is being held accountable for a real dangerous privacy breach of vulnerable people in our community that were in the care of the government at the time, to have their privacy breached and put them potentially at greater risk.
The privacy breach relates to the unauthorised release of a detention report on the department's website in 2014. Then Immigration Minister Scott Morrison called the incident unacceptable, saying the information was never intended to be in the public domain. Australia's privacy regulator found the report contained embedded personal details that could identify all asylum seekers held in mainland detention and on Christmas Island. This included names, gender, dates of birth, citizenship status, location, boat arrival details, and the period individuals had spent in immigration detention. Commissioner Angeline Falk said the compensation for economic loss would be paid on a case-by-case basis. Ms. Dale says pain and suffering caused by this breach is still being felt and will be for years to come.
The compensation is an acknowledgement of really the pain and suffering that this data breach caused to people. People seeking asylum are already largely vulnerable when they arrive here in Australia. They put their trust in our systems and in the government. To have their trust breached in this way when their privacy was broken really puts people at odds with trusting our systems and engaging with government. And it was a really nerve-wracking time for people, and the anxiety and the hurt of that breach is going to be felt for years to come.
The Commissioner said compensation for those who could demonstrate loss or damage would range from $500 to more than $20,000. Five categories have been created for loss or damage. They assess anxiety, fear, pain, suffering, distress, humiliation or exacerbation of a mental health condition caused by the data breach. The Department of Home Affairs wrote to complainants in 2014 to apologise for the unauthorised disclosure of their personal information. In a statement, it said,
"The department deeply regrets inadvertently allowing unauthorised access to personal information. This information was accessible online for only a short period of time before it was removed from the website."
Slater & Gordon senior associate Ebony Birchall says it was the first time in Australian history that compensation has been ordered for a mass privacy breach.
"So the decision is a significant public recognition that the Department of Home Affairs breached the fundamental right to privacy of thousands of people who are in Australia seeking safety. I guess we have to remember that this is a people group who fear for their safety, so their privacy is paramount. So one man told me that after this event he could no longer leave his house. He was just simply afraid to go outside. Another man told me that he had feared that this breach would lead to family in their home countries being targeted by persecuting authorities, or, you know, even potentially their family being killed. That was a legitimate fear of that man."
Greg Barnes from the Australian Lawyers Alliance said it was concerning that it had taken 7 years for the claim to make its way through the system.
"Some of these people who are on that list no doubt will have left Australia, and so it's important that they be notified so that compensation claims can be properly assessed. The compensation here is likely to run into the millions, this is a matter that ought to have been sorted some years ago."
Information about the determination will be published in 21 languages to assist participating complainants to ensure they are properly informed. The compensation process is expected to take about a year to complete. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.